We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. Happy Friday, May 19th. Tremendous day, May 19th. A lot of great legends born on this day, including Pete Townsend, I believe, was born on May 19th from The Who. Michael Che was born on May 19th. Malcolm X, born on May 19th. Bart Winkler was born on May 19th.
Wait, so, today's your birthday?
What do you mean?
Shut up.
Come on.
Do I need to break out in song and sing to you?
Could you?
No.
Just one time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, everybody.
Happy birthday, dear piece of shit basement podcaster man.
Art Winkler. Happy birthday to you.
When's your birthday? April?
April, yeah.
Oh, I said hi, didn't I?
I got hired on my birthday.
Oh, you did? You've been about a month now into this job.
Yes, I have.
And instead of what I've been doing the last few times I've talked to you, by the way, Tim is in a car again.
Shocking, right?
What are you doing right now?
I'm going to get my emissions test.
And why are you in line?
Because there's a line to do it here.
Oh. Getting an emission test blows.
Yes, it does.
But it's free. It takes like 8 seconds. But to try to like lock down an appointment is torture.
So you don't have to lock down an appointment here. It's first come, first serve. So you just sit in line.
Oh.
I think I think that's where it is everywhere too. So
I called this one place close to my house and they're like, yeah, okay, we can get that scheduled. It'll be about two, three, I'm thinking hours, months. Takes 8 seconds, but they don't get anything out of it. So why would they want to do it? They don't get, like, they're not charging you.
Maybe they get paid by the state to do it. I don't know.
But it can't be worth it. I'm also, Tim, let's celebrate. I'm 19 days sober.
Good job, Bart. That deserves a big round of applause.
I'm going to make it to 31 days, and then I'm going to be 0 days sober.
All right.
And I'll have learned nothing from this experience.
And why? Just because in what? In 12 more days, you'll want to drink, or you just, is it a dry month for you, or?
Yeah, so I drink too much, but I can stop it. And when I stop it, it's for a month at a time. I did this a couple Februaries ago.
Okay.
I picked the shortest month that time. And then I just got back into my old habits. So again, I don't know what I'm accomplishing.
That you could not drink for a month. That's what you are accomplishing. You're probably sleeping better. You probably feel better.
I'm actually sleeping way more.
That's a good thing. You're getting the sleep that you need.
Yep.
Good for you, Bart.
Now, again, sober means alcohol. Don't think your boy's not dabbling in the gummies. Got the happy place. When you got a promo code 25% off, and when it helps you sleep and makes you feel good, I mean, those gummies, come on.
Let me tell you, I haven't been able, because I haven't been on, really, since I've gotten this job. But those things are really helping me get through a good afternoon's sleep now, I guess. Because I'm in this pattern. You've asked, well, how am I sleeping? I'm in this pattern where I go to bed at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I don't wake up till midnight. So I've been missing all these Brewer games, and I did wake up to go to the bathroom during your live.
You did.
I wanted to join, but
that's okay.
But so those bad boys have been helping me get to sleep.
Well, that's good. That's what we've talked about, and it's actually helping. So that's the proof is in the gummy.
It is. So.
HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off. I'm like taking a lot of what Brett and Tosa is saying to heart.
What did he say?
Well,
can you recap?
The main stuff I've been talking about the Brewers is that I'm having a hard time actually getting into the Brewers. And I wonder if the sobriety's got something to do with that in a weird way.
Because you're not drinking at night?
Yeah. But also, I am watching NBA. The NBA's got me captivated. I'm captivated by the NBA. For the national shows I do, it's more relevant for me. But that's not even – that's just an excuse. I am more into these NBA playoffs than I am into May baseball. Brewers have the Rays this weekend. They never have a – people are always like, what do you want to do on your birthday? You want to go to a game? Yes, I do. But the Brewers haven't played a home game on my birthday in I don't know when, forever.
Since last year when we went on your birthday.
We did?
Yes.
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay. Just checking your memory.
No, don't check my memory. It's awful. Brewers had the series with the Cardinals. So I don't know how much you watched. I did see that you texted me the first night, 18-1 WTF. Then they win game two against the Cardinals. And then they got shut out on Wednesday night, 3-0. So a series in St. Louis, you lose 2 of 3. Cardinals have these guys that, you know, maybe like Liberatore, how much do we know about him? Well, he cleans our clock. Corbin Burns, decent outing, but still gives up some runs. The biggest news is they traded Lucas Ersig. Did you see that news?
No, I did not. To who?
The Brewers traded Lucas Ersig, who Radio Joe once said the rebuild wouldn't start until Lucas Ersig would be in the majors. I believe Ersig was drafted when, 2015?
Something like that, yeah.
And Radio Joe said that the rebuild will not start until Ersig was up at the major league level.
I don't want Brewers fans to get their hopes up to think that this Brewers team should be, we should be talking World Series, or we should at least be talking postseason come 2020. I think this rebuild that David Stearns is putting together right now is going to take at the minimum 5 years. It's going to take a while. This could take 5, 6, 7, 8 years, because what I believe is the true talent of this organization is sitting in your farm system right now. And once they come up to the big leagues, it's going to take a couple years before you really know what they are in addition. So again, let's take a prospect like Lucas Ersig, who I'm really high on, who I think could be a stud. Lucas Ersig was drafted last year and accelerated between rookie ball and the Timber Rattlers. And now this year, he's starting in high A in Carolina. If Lucas Ersig, who I believe could be up at the big leagues in the next 3 years, he's going to have to hit right away in 3 years if you even want to talk about this. Lucas Ersig then is going to need at least 2 more years before we really know who he is. So we're talking about a 5-year span just with that prospect and Lucas Ersig.
Well, he was traded. So he was like an infielder. Then he went to be a pitcher. He was traded to the A's for cash. The A's, who have no cash.
I was going to say, do they have cash?
I don't think so.
And they got plenty of it. Let's be real.
They probably gave him like a $100 voucher to Caesars.
I was going to say, we probably got like vouchers for it or something, or like a new, I don't know, someone who's in charge of business relations, mm-hmm. business development, maybe a new guy there.
Maybe. How much of the Brewers did you watch this week? None?
Not really. No, I've watched the replay. So the replays start at 2 o'clock. So I watch them at work. So I'm pretty much watching the Brewers just in a faster form at work.
And I'm not even watching that.
So I have watched the games except that 18-1 game because I see the score before I go to work. I'm not one of those people who are like, ooh, can't watch. And know the score. So I want to know at least what the hell am I watching? Like Monday night. Am I going to sit there and watch an 18-1 game? No.
You're moving up in line. Is it your turn?
Nope. There's still like two or three cars ahead of me.
Why are emissions so hot this week?
I don't know.
Jesus. And you haven't been driving at all or anything?
Not really, no.
Not really?
No. I'll dabble in it once in a while on the weekends.
Why?
Make a little extra
full-time job with benefits.
Make a little extra money.
I guess.
My drinking money, or you know, if I don't, you know, if I want to, I don't know. I'm going on a couple trips later this year.
Oh yeah, where?
Well, one to Madison. That doesn't count.
That's not a trip. That's an errand.
Chicago and Indianapolis later. So
okay.
Well, it's a weekend, so and I got to stay in a hotel in Madison, and that weekend is not cheap.
Is it a weekend where Forward Madison plays? As you know, I do PA there. I, in fact, did it last night.
Greetings to the flock. Sassy Cow Creamery and our cows are proud to support Forward Madison. Making the best milk and ice cream is our goal. Find us in many local stores or drive up to the field and see where we do it all. Go Forward.
No. Well, I don't know if they're playing, but it's Halloween weekend. The Badgers play Ohio State.
Oh, their season's done by then, unless they're in the playoffs, I guess.
Yeah, so the Badgers play Ohio State that weekend. So.
Okay, so you got it all mapped out.
Yes.
Well, that's good. That's good for you, Timmy.
But, yeah, hopefully, the Brewers, I'm not worried or concerned or anything with the Brewers. They play in the weakest division of all of baseball, I think. And I don't see anyone jumping them. I really don't. This is like.
Well, the Cardinals are down to 6.5 back coming into the.
This is the least nervous or nerve-wracking I felt about a Brewers team making the playoffs in probably my 39 years of lifehood. I think.
Could that be it? Could that be what's.
I think so. I think that's. I mean,
what are the stakes right now? Like, it's. Video is bad, but I'm not using it anyway. No Dan Shaney insurance screen for this one.
You're back.
Well, the video, the internet gets bad, and then the audio's still there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I only pay $200 a month to AT&T.
I was going to say your audio's going like crackling here and there.
Oh, great. That's even better.
It could be on my end. I don't know.
AT&T is such bullshit.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think people are just, you know, the Brewers play in a bad division and that they will make the playoffs. I don't even think they should. I don't even think we should use the word should. They will make the playoffs. Unfortunately, when it comes to the playoffs, the Brewers are going to Brewers and get knocked out. Now,
you're that confident that they are guaranteed, like, making the playoffs?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I am that confident.
I don't even know how many teams make the playoffs. Is it still only six?
Isn't it eight now? It's one. Isn't it eight or six? With all those wild card games, it's...
Oh, I think... Fuck, I honestly don't know.
So, yeah, they'll have to play a wild card. I don't think they'll be a top two team where they don't have to play that first set of games.
Six teams make it.
Okay. Oh, and only the top seed or the top two seeds, right? I don't know.
Yeah, they get a bye. Okay. Oh, that's what I'm thinking. The wild card isn't one game anymore. So NL East winner, West winner. I don't know that they're guaranteed to make the playoffs.
The Brewers?
Yeah.
This just in, Bart. The Cardinals ain't jumping them, okay?
The Cardinals have come up like six games in 2 weeks.
I know. They still have problems that they need to figure out.
It's May 19th, great day.
Believe it or not, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but I'm almost guaranteeing it.
Wow, this is what's getting me back into the Brewers.
From me.
No, this is getting me back in because there are stakes. You've got the Mets that are under 500, the Phillies that are under 500. These teams are going to make a run. The Giants, the Padres under 500. You look at the standings right now. Sure, the Brewers are in comfortably, but we've got four more months of this shit, Tim.
I just feel that confident. I feel confident because of the division. I don't care about those other teams. Even if we do fall out of it, I still think we'll make a wild card spot more than likely. So.
I don't know. I think for me, I think the thing right now is to convince myself that every game is life and death. And then I will get back in.
Well, if you go back to Tuesday's game, that's what it felt like.
Well, I mean, with again, not doing a 4-hour radio show, if I don't, there's not like much of me that needs to know. Yeah, I'll get a tweet from Brett and Tosa. And I do feel bad if I disappoint him, if he's like, I'm not going to listen during Brewer season, Bart's not covering it. But that's why I'm doing the Monday Night Lives, but then we just talk Bucks coaching search the whole time.
I think you need to expand your Monday Night Lives and do like Monday and Wednesday Lives.
For Brewers?
Yeah. I really do think you need to expand. That's my opinion. Don't let me be the one to tell you what to do. But
well, the series that I should be going live for.
You could do it more if you did a couple more lives during the week.
Okay, so I should be doing live this weekend because they play the Rays. It's a monster series.
It could be a World Series preview.
It could be. But I would love to do – see, I wanted to do Sunday lives, but I work Sunday afternoons now.
How about Sunday Night Live after you work?
I don't know. What are people up to?
I don't know, relaxing from a long weekend? Or either.
I try to do lives after day games, but I don't feel like I catch too many people.
No, do it. You'll get people. Don't worry. Who cares about Tim?
Well, no, the whole point of doing lives is I don't want to like broadcast live. I want to interact with people. I'm not doing a live so you can like watch me live. I'm doing a live so that people can like talk and get their opinions.
Oh, I do it to watch you. I crack myself up. I think you should. I think you'd get into it more and maybe do it twice a week, maybe a weekend here or there.
Tim's doing overnights at CBS 58. 2 to 10 is when you're up. What have you learned about Milwaukee? Now that you're up in the nighttime hours.
It is a violent city, and no one knows how to drive in this city. Holy shit. You people.
So how do we fix it?
I don't know.
Should all roads be one lane and 25 miles an hour?
I don't know, but they made a bus lane on Wisconsin Avenue all the way down. So, like, there's one lane for cars and one lane for buses now.
You know what cities should start doing? They should start doing, like, you know how restaurants used to have smoking and non-smoking?
Yes.
They should do, like, lanes where it's people on their phone and people not on their phone.
Or just reckless drivers and non-reckless drivers.
Yeah, and the reckless driver lanes can have, like, bumpers, like bumper bowling.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, you never expect to wake up and get to work and be like, well, five crashes, one deadly, killed five. Like, right off the bat, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was awful. Do you think it'll wear you down? Like, I can just... I was in news, it wore me down.
Yeah, it might, just because it's the same thing every day. Luckily, our station doesn't do every single breaking news accident that's out there, unlike some of them do. Because I have to do.
I saw a great promo. It was like, at CBS 58, we want to tell you the different approach to the story.
Yeah.
We want to tell you the news that people think they want, but then they're like, this is boring. I want to see the car crashes. And then they turn to TMJ4. Well,
that's what people do. Yeah. It's like, there are some news stations that do every single breaking news thing. I won't name them. I have to do competition checks every day. So the best part is I don't even, like, during the first, like, half hour of every newscast, I don't even watch our newscast because I have to watch the other three.
Oh, yeah. It's a dog-eat-dog business.
But holy cow. It is just sometimes, like, depressing.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Maybe you get numb to it.
That's what I'm starting to feel like.
See, I didn't. I care so much about others that I didn't.
I think we are still looking for a reporter. Wouldn't you love to do that again?
I would love to do it for a week.
Go chase after Brett Favre's Sports Illustrated cover?
No, I'll do the hard news shit.
If I could do it for...
You know how, like, Wheel of Fortune, they tape five episodes a day for – they work 1 week a month.
Yeah.
I would do that. I would go crank out five stories a day that you could splatter all over the month. I've always thought Holden would ask me to, you know, cover a game or some shit. He never has. And that's Tim Shea. He's getting an emissions test, and his video just disappeared on me. So I guess that's a natural conclusion to this conversation. I could just edit this out, but I want to highlight that it's either my shitty AT&T or Tim's shitty phone that is taking this away. So that's Tim Shea, everybody. Good to catch up with him. The point was to talk Brewers. I'm not sure I told you anything new. I feel like you saw the Urcic trade. I reminded you that they play the Rays this weekend. A lot of great stuff happening. Bart Winkler Show. We'll come back. Got some voicemails to get to. And want to talk some NBA with the Heat's big win the other night and catch up on this Lakers-Nuggets series. Plus some voicemails about the coaching search because the Bucks are hiring, interviewing everybody. Remember Kelvin Sampson? They interviewed him. Everybody that there's the interview, they've interviewed. The Bart Winkler Show. NBA playoffs heating up. LeBron losing again. Well, the Lakers losing again to the Denver Nuggets. This was a game that I watched the second half primarily in my vehicle driving back from Madison. Forward Madison lost, by the way. They had a 2-0-4 record coming in to tonight, two wins, four ties, and no losses. So this was their first loss of the season. Very sad to see that go down. The tears from my eyes still not dry. But I was driving home. There's this one part of the drive. I'm more used to the Highway 41 drive, you know, Fond du Lac, Milwaukee. and I've done the Madison Milwaukee drive enough, but there's this one part where you see a sign that says Madison and you expect the mileage to be 31, but then it's 51. And I fucking hate that part. It kills me every time. So I'm watching this Nuggets and Lakers game in my car, and I've talked about, like, I shouldn't be doing this. And I think about what Charles Barkley said last week. I'd rather, you know, who listens to sports radio? Look, like games. There's a lot of great stuff. I mean, I could listen to this game, absolutely. And they were doing, I listened to it for a while, and they were doing a great job. But fourth quarter hit, I was like, I gotta see this. You know, I have to see it. And as long as I'm blessed with tremendous eyesight, I'm going to keep looking at it and seeing it. And I want to see it. I know that I bobbed and weaved over the road a little more than normal. I don't think I should have done it in the dark. You know, I kind of feel some guilt about the way that I drove home on Thursday night. But I got home, so, you know, it's just another day. The Nuggets win, and they beat the Lakers 108-103. Lakers looked like for most of the game that they were going to take one and then go back to L.A., split 1-1. But Denver exploded in the fourth quarter, specifically Jamal Murray, who did kind of have a game like Jason Tatum did the other night. Murray ended up with 37. Wow. Led the way with 37. Jokic at 23, 17, and 12. Another casual trip dub for him. Porter Jr. had some big three-point shots. Bruce Brown with a couple. And LeBron, you know, he was 0 for 6 from 3. That was, you know, a bummer. I'm rooting for the Lakers. I'm rooting for the Lakers for a couple of reasons. I don't like Jokic, but I think my Denver dislike of Jokic is fading away. Because I know that I have no reason to really, I have no real reason to not like him other than the MVP discourse and the way I thought he was rude in a post-game interview 6 years ago. I have no real reason to dislike Jokic. Something about Denver. So Michael Malone, maybe it's him I don't like. Michael Malone, after the game, was bitching about the national narrative, saying that after game one, the narrative wasn't about the Nuggets. The narrative wasn't about Jokic. It was about the Lakers and how they're in a better spot down 0-1. And, you know, sometimes coaches say, oh, we don't listen to that noise. And you don't believe them. But I kind of like it better when coaches at least pretend like they're not like, don't get out in the press conference and do a victory lap after game two because you countered the national narrative. Like, if you're worried about that, I just find that to be unserious. And I want to go as far as saying it's like how I thought the Grizzlies were unserious, but the Nuggets have enough talent that they can get away with this bullshit from their coach talking about that, the national narrative after game two, I think is really dumb. I think it's like an easy, like it's too soon of a victory lap. If you want that, you keep it in your pocket until the end of the series. You don't blow it right away. Like if you're playing cards with your buddies and you go up big and you start cocking off and you're only seven hands into the night. Like, okay, we get it. No one thought you were good at poker. You won a couple of hands. Let's see where you finish at the end of this thing. I just think it's really low form from Michael Malone. Maybe he's who I don't like. I mean, I like Porter Jr. I like Murray. I like Aaron Gordon. I like Bruce Brown. I don't like the Nuggets. I think I just don't like, well, I don't like that Denver has pro sports teams. The altitude's too high. And I just don't like the Nuggets as an entity. And I think that that's fine. I think that that's fine. If I don't like them, I don't like them. They did look fatigued. Both of the teams look fatigued. There's where the altitude comes in. But if they're fatigued like this after game two, I mean, they got 48 hours to turn it around and have game three. And that's going to be in L.A. The Nuggets are in very good position. Now we've seen teams go up 2-0 and not win. The Kings just did that in this postseason. We've seen the Bucks overcome 2-0 deficits back before they got shitty or whatever they are right now. And we'll see what happens in this series. I think the Lakers, for losing the two games the way they did, can feel okay about themselves, but they're still down 2-0. So they got it. They got to win the next two. Otherwise, it is probably over for them. They got to win the next two. I was thinking about this. I would kind of like to see a Denver Miami final, because I want to see the unstoppableness of Jokic and Murray. Murray's a big playoff guy, go against Jimmy Butler. But I still think the Nuggets would win that series. Nuggets win this series. You'd like them to win the NBA Finals. Celtics losing game one to the Heat. And I did. I wondered who I was going to root for. Immediately, I realized I was rooting for the Heat. I was very happy the Heat won. But that was after game one. I'm not sure I'm going to feel that way in game two. I think I am. But I'm going to give myself a little leeway to see if that's going to happen or not. I think I'm okay with the Heat winning the series now. I mean, I was very celebratory about it. But if they go up big and they start getting all like cocky, then maybe things turn. I don't know. Eric Spoelstra was at the podium. Said, I think the play-in tournament was the best thing for the NBA in the last decade. He says, it was a blessing to be able to go through all that. I've not been a part of a regular season like that, and we got better and grew from it. And that's like the play-in. You've got two teams right now that are from the play-in. And this is, it's a, like, you want to be the number one seed. Then being one of those middle seeds is almost bad. You want to be a low seed, but you have to be a low seed that wins right away. That's kind of how it feels like in baseball and basketball, even maybe football. It's weird. It's weird where you cannot have a good regular season and succeed in the playoffs. And I get that, like, that's, I don't think the champion should be decided in the regular season. I think there should be playoffs. But I think the leagues may have gotten to a point where they've expanded it too much in terms of the best team ending up winning. It's the team that gets hot at the end and that doesn't dig themselves in too big of a hole. Just with talking with Tim Shea, some of these teams in baseball, you look at some of these records in baseball, and I mentioned it, like the Cardinals, they're not out of it by any means. The Tigers are 19-22. The Nationals, the Phillies, I'll say, 20-23. Mets, 22-23. Cubs, 19-24. Padres, 20-24. If you're a good team, like if you're a bad team, okay, if you're the Royals and you're 14-31, yeah, you're done. But if you're a good team that's just struggling, the layout of the playoffs and the regular season is that in which you can still work out your kinks. And the Miami Heat would not be here if they weren't allowed to work out their kinks. And they worked it out, and then they got the big win game one on the road in Boston. And that's the problem with this Boston team. This Boston team dicks around too much, and I don't know what it is. They should have won that game. You know, you have to win games like that. But Boston just can't get out of their own way. They don't know how to finish a series in less than six. It is like they lose a couple of, on purpose. It is like they try to get that game five money, maybe even that game seven money. It's pretty ridiculous, the Boston Celtics. And then you get all these guys worrying, and then the Ben Simmons of the world freak out, and then what happens? They find a way, and it's, you know, Boston, Boston, Boston. The Bucks are basically interviewing anybody that knows anything about basketball. A couple of notes from Jake Fisher's latest article on Yahoo Sports. First they interviewed Kelvin Sampson, who I guess they have no interest in, but they talked to him. They interviewed Mark Jackson, who I don't know. They interviewed Will Weaver, who's a head coach in France. Horst is going to have time to make his decision. They like Monty Williams, as Grant said. Scott Brooks left a strong impression. I'm not anti-Scott Brooks. He was the one I floated to Sparky a few weeks ago. I'm not anti-Scott Brooks. I'm not really pro any of these guys, though, either. I'm pretty much like, I'm anti-Mark Jackson for sure. I would still watch the team. I don't want Monty Williams, and I don't want Nick Nurse, but I would get over that in a week. And then, you know, anybody else, it's just like all these teams. Now the Sixers fired Doc, Suns fired Monty. You got to get it done in the playoffs. You absolutely have to. No question about it. And the problem is when teams are holding their coaches accountable, then they're looking at the market and they're like, oh, my God, there's nobody to hire. So that's a weird situation. Father's Day coming up next month. You get $30 off the $149 packages. They put together the package for you. So you could put together your packages and say, I know Dad likes the boneless chicken breast. I know he likes the burgers. I know he likes the Jumbo Franks. I want to make him a package. By the time you do that, if you order it all a la carte, you're in the like $200-$300s. So they're like, hey, here's what we'll do. We'll package it all together. Here's the package. And we make it cheaper this way because it's just easier for everybody that we have packages. It's easier for you. And then with my code, BART, B-A-R-T, you get $30 off. So again, $30 off with the code BART, $25% off. That's great at Happy Place Hemp with the code BART. And then if you call up Dan Shaney and just yell BART into the phone, he'll help you out too. Carl's Place brings you the voicemails, as you know, 402-915-BART, 402-915-BART, carlavt.com/BART, doing a lot of great things there. I've still yet to be golfing. I've got all this time on my hands, and I've still yet to be golfing. So I'm like the exact kind of person who needs a golf simulator, because if I had one right here, I would just, you know, go out and do some swings. I do want to, like, get to a driving range, but there's no, like, good driving ranges by me. And then my problem, whenever I go to driving ranges, I, like, hit 20 balls and then I'm tired and I want to be done. But then as soon as I get in the car, I want to go back. So if I had one in my house, that's kind of like what I do with my sports cards. I'm like, I want to do my sports cards. I got all these. I opened up some old sets like 90s score, which is worth zero fucking dollars. So I'm putting them together. I sort them out based on good players and guys I liked and then teams. And, you know, I get rid of a bunch of them. I got a bunch of commons laying around here. I got to take to the morgue or wherever I bury these things. But then I do it for like 20 minutes. I'm like, ugh. And then I leave and instantly I want to do it 10 minutes later. And that's kind of how I am with golfing. So if I had one in the basement, oh, my God, that'd be huge. So that's why I would personally want to get one. carlavt.com/BART. Haven't talked to Matt in the Falls in a while. Let's check in with Matt.
Hey, Bart, it's me. Just checking in. It's been a while. I was, what's the word, maybe provoked by this morning's episode to call in, finally getting around to it. First off, the Brewers, there was talk about, you know, don't check the standings until Memorial Day. I wish that I was that guy because the Brewers started off as a great story, exciting stuff, and like the last month, it's just been like put me to sleep every night. This team, they're not exciting me. They don't have there's nothing where like, oh, I've got to tune into the Brewers tonight because I want to see this. Like, it's just not happening for me. And I want it to. I want to be interested because the Bucks fucked us over. I want to be interested in the Brewers, but I'm just not. And that's upsetting, but you know, this way it is. As for is there anything your team could do to get you out, I would say yes. And it was also, so my answer is yes if the Bucks sign Draymond Green.
What?
Because I hate him that much. And this was also kind of inspired by this morning's talk with Draymond, and you talked about how he punch the skills out of Jordan Poole. I just can't stand that Draymond did that and is on the team. And, like, he was, you know, just your basic, you know, corn-fed apology. He just thinks he can do no wrong. He looks like he smells like shit. He's like... Like, when the Warriors go to the club, like, he's the one who gets the least amount of attention from the ladies, and you know that he gets real upset about it. That's just the kind of guy Draymond is. I can just tell. And there's just nothing... I don't know how you can't hate Draymond Green. Like, he is the most hateable player in the NBA for so many reasons. Like, the behavior, what he says, just his stupid face with his mouth-breathing look. And the punch, I mean, he's just the worst. So if Draymond Green came to the Bucks, I don't think I could do it. I want nothing but the worst for him, and that would include the Bucks losing if he came. I would want the Bucks to lose just because of him. And that I can't believe I just said that, but I did. So here we are. Let's go out and get a coach. Ty Lue.
Oh, yeah, I like Ty Lue. I would, I've been thinking about this too. What would have to happen? We talked about this the other day with Grant and Paul. What would have to happen for me to not root for one of my teams? I'd still root for one of my teams. The thing that I think Grant mentioned, if Elon bought one of our teams, I would just make it my mission to get Elon out of here. I would fight for my team. But that's the owner. Could there be a player? Could there be? I mean, I hated Matthew Dellavedova. And then he comes in here. First thing I do is I'm tripping him over myself to do an interview with him. And I'm like, oh, he's a nice guy. And then he lived in Shorewood and went to the same bars as us. I never caught him, though. Never did catch him. I was just on Twitter also. Rudy Gobert went on a darkness retreat. Of course he did. Oh, I got one more from Matt. What a treat.
If the Heat win the title with 33-year-old Jimmy Butler as their leading player and missing their second-best player, is Eric Spoelstra the greatest coach of all time? Is he any worse than second greatest of all time if they win? Just something to think about.
I don't know. Spoelstra... The NBA is in a weird spot with coaches, like I said before, where if you don't succeed, you're gone. Unless you're Steve Kerr or Pop or Spoelstra. And these guys, you wouldn't fire them. Like, Bud got fired because it was Bud. If that was Steve Kerr fucking up or Eric Spoelstra fucking up or Pop, well, I mean, they've got a lot more cachet. Spoelstra, he won the finals with LeBron and Wade. He's 2-5 in the finals, one finals since LeBron left, missed the playoffs 3 times, usually finishes around like 40 and like 44 and 38 like he did this year. His records after LeBron, 37-45, 48-34, 41-41, 48-38, 39-43, 44-29, 40-32, 53-29, 44-38. Like, this is not his most talented group, and he's getting them this far. So you'd want to say, yes, that's good coaching, but he's had more talented groups, and they haven't gotten as far. So what's the deal there? I think Spoelstra is a coach that deserves to coach through it. Like, the Bucks did not let Bud coach through it. Spoelstra can be coaching through it, but greatest of all time. I mean, we're a long way from that. Good coach, but he's more like a Sean Payton than he is a Bill Belichick. I mean, he's won, he's good, he's respected. When he doesn't win, people ignore it. He gets more credit than he deserves, but he is good. I'd put him there. All right, here's John in Franklin.
Morning. John and Franklin checking in here. Just some thoughts about sports events, somewhat current here. Miami doing Miami things. Goes into Boston and rips off game one. I'll say it again. I got nothing against Jimmy Butler and Miami. They did the Bucks, the best offensive, the best defensive team. Couldn't figure out how to defend one guy. Not mad at them. They did what they were supposed to do. And once again, they're doing it to another team. I thought they had no chance offensively against this team. And they go in there and pick off game one. Didn't win the series, but punched them right in the face. Miami doing Miami things. Can't be mad at them. And I'd love to see Boston go down. Love to see it. The Brewers can't beat the Cardinals. This is a never, short of the one-game playoff enigma, an anomaly in the statistics. I hear people going on and on about the slumping Cardinals. Well, they were slumping when we were in first place last year, remember? Don't count out the Cardinals. Don't count them out until they're mathematically eliminated. And we got a long way to go before that happens. So ain't nobody over in my side of town over here counting out the Cardinals, because they tend to do Cardinal things. And we all know what that is, don't we? Only too well. I'm out.
John and Franklin, appreciate him. I think Cardinal things means always finding bullshit ways to beat us. I think. I did, I was looking this up too, off of Matt's last call. The odds for Draymond Green's next team, if not the Warriors: Kings 4-1, Clippers 5-1, Pistons 6-1, Thunder 6-1, Suns, Heat, and then the Bucks at 8-1. There's all these odds out for guys and where they might be. DeAndre Ayton, Bucks don't show up. Van Vliet, Bucks don't show up. Harden, Randall, Bucks don't show up. Irving, no. Westbrook, no. Paul, no. Trae Young, no. But for some reason, the Bucks are 8-1 odds on Draymond. Middleton, next team, if not the Bucks, 4-1 Rockets, 5-1 Wizards, 6-1 Bulls, same with the Blazers, 7-1 Lakers, 7-1 Heat, 8-1 Celtics, yuck. I could pretty much see Middleton on any other team in the league and not be like, that's weird. Hey, Middleton's a Raptor. Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, Middleton got traded to Philly. Oh, yeah, sure. None of it would, like, surprise me in any way. Let me try something here. Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm just recording something for my pod on Friday.
Okay.
And I wanted to know if anyone had anything they wanted to say on the show for Friday.
I got anyone?
No. And then I see that you shared my tweet about Michael Malone. How do you feel about my take that he is an unserious coach?
I think that's anti-Jokic sentiment.
No, Grant, I'm off Jokic, and I'm now on to hating Malone.
Okay. I think hate coaches is hot in the streets.
I tweeted something like that too. It's funny.
How do you take a victory lap? Like, at least pretend like you don't read the headlines, you know? That really bothers me. I'm really mad.
Hey, Bart, question that we were picking over before you hopped back in. Was LeBron James a higher-rated prospect entering his professional draft than both Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck?
Yes.
How about Bo Jackson? And how about Connor McDavid? Both yes?
Connor McWho?
Yeah. Hockey.
Might be over the head.
I just watched, didn't you guys see on Twitter, there was that video of the high school, when he played in high school, LeBron, the opening had like Wilt and Russell, like it showed every great player. And it was like, LeBron's next. And then he was.
Yeah, LeBron lived up to the hype.
All right, this is all on my pod. Anything else?
Well, Grant thinks the Brewers are done.
Oh, yeah, Grant, share that hot take, please.
I don't consent to this. Well, they're not done. I'm not saying they're done. They're just an average team. Like, well, what are we?
Is that what we
this
predicted?
Team feels like the 2020 team.
Did you do you think they should sell? Are you saying?
Don't make me go that far with it. That's toxic. I don't want to be that guy. May 18th. Can't do that.
Hey, Bart, have you dropped any weight?
Nope.
I don't consent to that audio being on the podcast.
The guy's doing a space tonight. Complaints can be sent to HR. Tim.Shea@CBS58.com. Actually, it's probably T.Shea@CBS58.com. And if Tim's like, don't give him my email. Dude, all you got to do is go to CBS58. Someone's email's on there. And then you just find it. That's like the time that if you want to email Mark Murphy at Packers, I don't know what Mark Murphy's email is. But I'm going to search. Oh, Packers, by the way. Leroy Butler's going to be on the board. As long as he gets voted in. I just search Packers email. Here, I just searched Packers email. And there's a season ticket suite holder book. And if you have any questions about seat holders, upon review, if you still have questions, please contact Cassandra Polanski, your primary Packers suite contact, at 920-569-7299. Or PolanskiC@Packers.com. So Mark Murphy's email is clearly MurphyM@Packers.com. Right? That's got to be what it is. MurphyM@Packers.com. Should I email him? Let's send him an email. Gmail.com. MurphyM@Packers.com. Go Pack Go. Just wanted to say you're doing a great job. Send. And that'll wrap up today's episode of the Bart Winkler Show. Hope that everybody has a pleasant weekend. A lot of NBA to watch over the weekend. Again, the Brewers have a big series against the Rays. We'll have a recap of that. I'm gonna make a better effort to watch some of these games coming up this weekend. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. I can have it on while I'm doing my CBS shift. You know, keep an eye on that. Yeah, I probably planned on watching USFL football because I put way too much money on DraftKings on those. But my God, it's the Milwaukee Brewers against the Tampa Bay Rays, which a lot of people don't know is my American League team. Let me just check real quick. You're still in line. Tim Shea, everybody, still in line for this admissions test. Maybe you should schedule 2 or 3 months in advance.
I guess.
You've been sitting there for an hour.
I know.
And this isn't even like fun with podcasting. We're like, it's been 10 minutes and we're pretending. You've been in this line for an hour.
I know. Oh, it's my turn.
Oh.
Been fun, Bart.
Are you going to talk to the guy?
Yeah, well, no, not really.
I just want to hear it.
He's going to tell me to get out.
Oh.
Let's see if I could witness an accident. I've been waiting to, like, witness an accident or something. Maybe I could have live breaking news or something. Man on podcast gets into accident.
Yeah, then you'd say, those that cover the news were the news today.
Yeah. Hello.
A little bit more.
All right. All right. Well, there you go.
All right. Tim got out of his car.
Got out of
I miss
car.
You, buddy.
Goodbye. If you show any of this, I'll hurt you.
No Dan Shaney video stream today.
Right.
Just the audio. The audio breakdown of Tim getting out of his car on an emissions test. We're really breaking the mold of what sports audio could be, guys. Talk to you Monday.